here's something interesting. The British Library is making a sound map of the UK. There was a regional pilot in Sheffield. It's thought to have been a success, and as a result, the library is trying to get people from across the country to upload sounds to its database, effectively just to give sounds on MP3 players or whatever, that catch something about a locality, a voice, a distinctive sound, some ambience. Here's a montage, and I'll tell you where they come from later. It's rather soothing, about a minute and a half. It's a selection of sounds from the map. It starts at the Isle of Carrara near Oban, and it ends in Brighton. Well, that last little bit of sound was from Brighton Beach. The pigs you heard, with little piglets there, I think. Piglets are usually little, aren't they, anyway? Were grunting somewhere in Somerset. The siren test had a rather mournful sound. Was a siren test for chemical spillages. It was from Portishead in Bristol. The gospel singer was in Sheffield. Then you heard that rather echoey walk through the Mint office building in Leeds. The checkout voice could have been anywhere, really, couldn't it? That was from Glasgow. And at the beginning, you heard the chains and the sea at the ferry jetty in Carrara near Oban. Well, Richard Ranft is head of the British Library Sound Archive. Good morning. Thank you for giving us a soothing minute and a half.
Good morning to you.
It's fun, this, isn't it?
It is great fun. There is a serious purpose, though. We're actually collecting an interesting snapshot of what Britain sounds like, and we heard some examples there, over the course of the next year, and making this available for research.
So it will be a specific year. I mean, it's, you know, from now, roughly, from summer 2010 to summer 2011.
That's right, yeah. And we piloted it initially in Sheffield. We tried out the whole methodology, and we worked out a very simple way for people to be able to contribute to this project.
Well, how can they do it?
There's two ways. The easiest, most practical way is to use an advanced smartphone, because that will capture your time and your position. You can even add a photograph and add comments. And there's a very neat free application called Audioboo, which facilitates the upload of the sound to our website.
So Audioboo, on, you know, if you've got an iPhone or a smartphone of any kind, you can just get it. It'll place you on the map, and you can send the sound to you.
Yeah, it's a very, very simple application, and it's an excellent way to actually get recordings and turn ordinary people into active sound archivists.
It's a bit like mass observation, isn't it, in sound? And presumably they've then got to identify where they are, where they've walked, where particularly they are, because the whole point is it needs to be precise, doesn't it?
Well, the smartphone will capture their position for them, and it's plotted with latitude and longitude on a map mashup.
So you'll know they're not faking it.
Well, you can adjust the position afterwards, but most people will be contributing sounds from where the recording was made and publishing it instantly.
Now, you're talking about sounds here. Are you talking about voices, accents, that kind of thing? Because obviously there are huge archives of that sort of thing, the changes in voice. Is that included in this or not?
This is more about everyday sounds around us. It's not about stage performances or so much the spoken word. It's about the environmental sounds.
It's place.
its place, its time and place. We're getting a snapshot of what Britain sounds like over the course of the next year.
So if anyone wants to do it and send it to you, where does it go?
Well, the best thing is just search Google for UK sound map and you'll find the British Library's website and all the instructions are there. You don't have to use a smartphone. You can use an ordinary web browser as well,
yes,
just to upload sound.
But UK sound map or the British Library website will have details, and we're going to put on our website the details of how people can do it, and who knows, we might collect some of the sounds ourselves. So if you've got a nice sound that you think is particularly intriguing or sort of mysterious, please send it to us. And Richard Ramft, head of British Library Sound Archive, thank you very much for joining us. So go to the website bbc.co.uk/today.
26 minutes